أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده ليكون للعالمين نذيرا. الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض ولم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. واتخذوا من دونه آلهة لا يخلقون شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. وقال الذين كفروا إن هذا إلا إفك افتراه وأعانه عليه قوم آخرون فقد جاءوا ظلما وزورا. وقالوا أساطير الأولين اكتتبها فهي تملى عليه بكرة وأصيلا. قل أنزله الذي يعلم السر في السماوات والأرض إنه كان غفورا رحيما. وقالوا ما لهذا الرسول يأكل الطعام ويمشي في الأسواق لولا أنزل إليه ملك فيكون معه نذيرا. أو يلقى إليه كنز أو تكون له جنة يأكل منها. وقال الظالمون إن تتبعون إلا رجلا مسحورا. انظر كيف ضربوا لك الأمثال فضلوا فلا يستطيعون سبيلا.
Blessed is he who sent down the criterion upon his servant that it may be an admonition for all the worlds. He to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, he has not begotten a child, nor does he have a partner in the kingdom, and he has created all things and ordered it in due proportion. Yet they take up gods besides him, cannot create a single thing and are themselves created, and they cannot control for themselves harm or good, nor can they control death, life or resurrection. And the unbelievers say that this is just a lie that he has faked up, and others have helped him at it, and they have brought up iniquity and falsehood. And they also say tales of the ancient that he has got written, and it is then dictated to him in the mornings and the evenings. See, it is he who has sent down this criterion, the one that knows the secrets and the mysteries of the heavens and the earth, and indeed he is most forgiving and most merciful. And they also say, what sort of a Rasul is this who eats food and goes around in the streets and bazaars? Why isn't there an angel sent with him? That angel could be a warner and an admonition, and could admonish with him. Or why isn't a treasure sent down to him? Or why doesn't he have an orchard that he can eat therefrom? And these sinners say that you people follow a man that is bewitched. See what type of similes they set up for you. Then they have strayed. Now they cannot find the path any longer. When we say Barkat and Tabarak, then we talk about blessings and good. And all blessings, all good come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in His control entirely. And He has sent down the Quran, the Furqan, the criterion, the one that will divide and separate the good from the evil. The previous surah was Surah Nur. When the light comes into the heart, then the heart can separate darkness from light, evil from good. Then the Quran is also not meant for any particular nation. It is for all the worlds right till the end of time. Amongst the special favors that were conferred to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had come from the entire universe right until the end of the universe. And then Allah Ta'ala introduces himself to mankind. It is He who is in total control of the heavens and the earth. It is not only His control, but it all belongs to Him as well. And He is mighty, He is powerful. لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا He has not begotten a child. There is no need for Him to do so. Mankind needs to beget children for that they may be in support for Him, they may carry His name, they may carry the man's name after Him. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't require these things. Nor does He have any partner in the kingdom, and He has created everything. When we say creating, then creating from non-existence. Man, the only thing that he does is he constructs the different elements together and makes up something new. And Allah Ta'ala creates without anything, without things that were not existing, and Allah Ta'ala brings it to existence. So this is the creator, and Allah Ta'ala is the unique creator. There is nobody that can do like what He can do, that a thing doesn't exist and He brings it up. Without anything, without any material, without any raw material, He creates. فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقَدِيرًا And He's ordered everything in due proportion and shape. For everything He has given a shape that was appropriate, as well as a type of a nature. An animal has a different nature to a man, and a man has a different nature to a bird, and every one has got a different nature altogether. So this disposition and nature has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like He has shaped, then He's given different type of dispositions and temperaments to all different type of creations. Yet, with all this, seeing all the qudrat and the power of Allah ta'ala, yet they take up other gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who don't own not even any good nor any harm. They cannot control life, nor can they control death, nor can they control resurrection. And we see it for ourselves that nobody can control death. Man is perfectly normal, and then in a second, in a moment, he is gone. So who controls this? It is only Allah Ta'ala. Man aspires for children and he doesn't get children. So who controls this? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. So like He has created for the first time, and it is so simple and easier for Him to repeat the whole process. Again, an allegation that the kuffar make out against the Nabi, that it is a lie that he has faked up and forged, and other people have helped him at it. So they have brought up great iniquity and falsehood. They see for themselves that Nabi Sallam lives in their very midst. His childhood until his adulthood, until the age of 40, and every phase of his life is before them. Then he brings up a kalam and words that no man, all men put together, they cannot bring a single surah that can be equal to the Quran, just two lines. They cannot do it. So to say and make up this type of a slander or an allegation really is stupidity. وَقَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ So when they see one story of this, cannot move, they make up another story and say, no, it's a tales of the ancients that he has got written up, and it is being dictated to him in the mornings and the evenings. So the one that knows all the secrets in the heavens and the earth, the very fact that nobody can produce the like of the Quran shows that he is something that is come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You as man, or the creation altogether, cannot make up a single creation as insignificant as a fly. Then where are you going to bring up the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Again, the third allegation that they make against him, that what type of a Nabi is this, that he eats like we eat, he moves around in the streets, in the bazaars, doing his errands like we do. So if he was a messenger of Allah ta'ala, then an angel should have been coming with him to support what he says, to give warning with him. Or at least he should have a treasure to to see to his own needs. Here he goes around the bazaars for his own needs and errands, or he should have had a garden and orchard to eat therefrom. And the wrongdoers, they say, you people follow a man that is bewitched. What type of examples they set out for you, similes, and they've strayed away, they cannot see the straight path any longer. Every Nabi that came in the past was a man. Being a man, he had manly needs. So he had to see to his needs as well. So if Nabi Sallam is a man like the rest of the Anbiya alayhim salam, then what is the reason that you have reservations against him? Tabarakalladhi insha'a ja'ala laka khayran min dhalik. If you feel that wealth and a Nabi should be having treasures, etc., that he could freely spend out therefrom, that is the symbol and indication for acceptance, and it is the sign that he is chosen from Allah Ta'ala, then if Allah Pak says in this next verse, blessed is the one, if he willed, then he could have given you better than all these things, gardens beneath which rivers flow, and he could have made for you palaces. But the fact is this, these people reject Qiyamah. And those people who reject Qiyamah, we have prepared for them a blazing fire. When that fire, the Jahannam, will see them from a distant place, they will hear its fury and its raging. And when they are thrown therein, in a constricted place, bounded together, they will plead therein for death and destruction. Then it will be said to them, don't plead today for a single death, but plead for continuous death and continuous destruction, because there is not going to be any end to this punishment of yours. There's going to be a continuous, perpetual punishment. قُلْ أَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Is this any better? Or the garden of eternity which the righteous have been promised about, then this is their reward and their end. For them therein is all that they desire for eternity, and this is a promise from your Rabb that is to be sought from him. And the day he gets them all together, and all the gods, the false gods that they used to worship besides Allah Ta'ala, then he will say, أَنْتُمْ أَضْلَلْتُمْ عِبَادِي. Did you people mislead my servants? Or did they stray away from the path? They will say, the malaika will say, سُبْحَانَكَ مَا كَانَ يَنْبَغِي لَنَا. Glory be to you, it was not right at all for us to take up any gods besides you. But these people, لَكِمْ مَتَّعْتَهُمْ. You had given them the good things of this world. You had given them and their fathers the good things of this world until they had forgotten you and forgotten your message. وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا. And they were a lost people, people that were doomed and lost altogether. Yeah, thank you.